Hello, today's video is on raycasting in Unity. Raycasting is a technique where we can send one ray from a source object, on the left, to intersect with the collider of a target object, shown on the right. A use for this could be in a tower defense game. Our source object is the tower, and the target object is an approaching enemy. Let's get started by editing this target detection script, which I've already attached to our source object. The first things we need to do is define our variables. So let's start by adding a transform, a float for our rotation, we're going to be using the y-axis, and a boolean value. This will allow us to turn our detection on and off. In start, let's reference our component. You should always do this when you're accessing the component of a game object. In this case, it's our transform. In our update loop, let's add up our rotation y. This will add every frame. If the rotation y is greater than 360, let's reset it to 0. Next, let's apply it to our transform's rotation. Here I'm using Euler angles. We want to create a new vector 3. We're going to zero out the x and the z axis. We'll apply our rotation y variable to the y axis. Let's save here, and we'll do a quick test just to make sure our object is rotating. Awesome, so as we can see here, it's rotating. We don't know what the forward facing direction is, and we still haven't casted a ray. So let's move on to those next steps. Let's quickly create a new function. This function is going to tell us what direction we're facing, and it's just going to draw a debug ray so we have a better sense visually of what is happening. Here I create a new vector 3, we're going to call it forward, and it's going to be the transform's forward direction. I'm going to multiply it by 10. That's just going to be the length of the debug ray. Doesn't matter, you could make that 2, 1, whatever you want. And here's the debug draw array. So we're using our transform's origin and its forward-facing position. And then we're going to color it green. Now we need to add this function to our update loop, otherwise it won't run. Okay, so that is our debug ray. So we know the forward facing direction. So let's hop back in our script and add our ray casting. First, what we need to do is define our hit. So we're going to do that by raycast hit, hit. Next line is going to be ray raycast equals a new ray. And that's going to be our transform's position, which is the origin. The direction is our transform forward. Now the next step is to check for our collisions. So we do a physics.raycast, put our array in there that we just created, and the max distance out is our hit. Now if our hit collider name is target, which is what we defined, and our Boolean value is off, we want to do something. In this case, we're just going to draw a debug message. So target was hit. And then we'll want to switch that Boolean value, target hit equals true. But we also want to detect when it's completed. So else if target hit is true, switch it back to false, and let's set a new debug log that target was not detected. Now if we play our scene, we'll see our tower rotate, the ray will collide, and it'll be detected. Let's check our console. Target was hit, target's not hit. It's as simple as that. Thanks for watching.